Welcome to Mystic Living Radio, where we dive deep into the mysteries of life and spirituality. I'm your host, Larry Lawrence, and today we're exploring a topic that's as prevalent as it is insidious. That is gossip. But before we unravel the tangled web of gossip, let me ask you this. Where are you on your spiritual path? Are you just beginning to explore the depths of your being? Or have you been journeying for years, seeking enlightenment and understanding? No matter where you may find yourself, the ever-present threat of gossip lurks like a shadow on the spiritual path. It tempts us with its alluring tales, inviting us to indulge in drama of other people's lives or our own, and seemingly pass judgment without consequence. But beware. Like a vengeful spirit, gossip tends to come back and haunt those who spread it. Its tendrils reach far and wide, weaving themselves into the fabric of our relationships, tarnishing our own journey towards higher consciousness. Be honest with yourself. When you get together with your friends or relatives, what do you talk about? Do you talk about your troubles? Do you indulge in their troubles? Do you talk about how so-and-so was wronged or hurt you? How your husband abandoned you? Your wife is eyeing other men? If you're doing this, there's something you should know. The definition of gossip can be quite murky and elusive. It encompasses not only the obvious and malicious spread of rumors and hurtful remarks, but also the sly and insidious forms of idle chatter or disguised venting. These seemingly innocent conversations can have damaging effects on both those involved and those who are subjects of the discussion. It's important to recognize the harm that can be caused by engaging in such discourse, even if it may seem harmless at first glance. When you gossip to others about yourself and your condition, it's like venom injected into your psyche. According to the laws of cause and effect, and the influence of thoughts on creating, it can come back to harm you. You are using the power of thought to worsen the condition. Each time you complain or judge, you're making things worse for yourself and others. Engaging in negative conversations with yourself is as damaging as any other form of gossip. It builds up the walls that prevent you from your own good and from truly connecting and empathizing with others. The weight of these toxic words pulls us down, drowning out your ability to see the good in people and confirming your own issues about yourself. The concept of oneness teaches us that consciousness encompasses everything, and thus everything is interconnected. This means that when you speak negatively about others or yourself, your consciousness does not distinguish between the two. Close your eyes and reflect on some gossip you've heard about yourself or a negative experience you've had in the past. How does it make you feel? Do you feel uplifted or burdened? Does your energy drop? When we allow negative thoughts from the past or about the future to enter your present moment, they can greatly affect your well-being and set off a chain reaction, ultimately shaping your experiences. The truth is, we hold the power to break away from the endless cycle of gossip and negative thinking. We can make the conscious decision to think and speak with kindness and empathy, to lift each other up and provide support on our individual spiritual paths. By doing this, we not only heal ourselves, but also spread a wave of optimism that touches everyone we come across. In the days to come, make a conscious effort to steer clear of negative thoughts and instead channel your energy towards positive and uplifting things. When first faced with the temptation to indulge in gossip, take a moment to reflect on its true impact. Will it truly benefit you or those around you? Are you adding to the harmony and positivity around you, or feeding the negativity and causing division? Let us never underestimate the immense power of our minds. May we recognize we are all on the path, some struggling, some walking ahead. Help yourself and others by being positive. Thank you for joining us on Mystic Living Radio. I'm Larry Lawrence. Until next time, may you walk your path with love, light, and mindful awareness.